that that's exactly who he is. Probably the biggest change he made was allow his leaders to be leaders. He formed a leadership council and gave us real decision-making responsibility. When there was a problem, he would tell us, "I need you to handle this." And when we had a suggestion, he listened to us. The more responsibility he gave us, the better the team responded. He didn't demand any less. He demanded the same amount of commitment, focus, the same amount of work. But for the first time, there was a feeling that he really cared about us. As a player, when you know that a coach cares about you, you are willing to go above and beyond for him. From a cold and distant figure, he became the man none of us wanted to disappoint. We learned that there was a purpose behind his system. He didn't enforce the rules because he wanted to catch people and punish them, but rather to make sure that everyone was committed to the same purpose. At first, we were accountable to the rules, but gradually we became accountable to one another. If my teammate could make the commitment to be at work 5 minutes early, why couldn't I? Eventually, we began to draw pride from getting it done Tom Coughlin's way. He's not a physically demanding coach. Physically, he was the easiest coach I ever played for. But mentally, I've known few people like him. Once we learned to stop fighting his system and instead mentally adjusted to it, the little things stopped bothering us. They became habits.